I don't think so either, but I think it gets put up into the realm of it. But yeah, I agree with
I
you.
agree.
You're right. You're right. I'm wrong. You're good looking. I'm ugly.
All right. Episode 116. The Jared Goff episode.
The Jared Goff episode. Oh boy.
Of the Fair Enough podcast. Bob in Detroit, Jack in Detroit, Mike in Chicago. Yeah, it's the Jared Goff episode. 70 mil guaranteed, son.
If only that was what we were getting, dog.
Come on.
I love that.
Other 16s, Joe Montana.
Yeah, we said Joe Montana for the last 5 weeks. We finally got there.
Yep. We get there for Joe.
Aramis Ramirez.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's all I can think of actually.
How many te Who else did he play for?
The Pirates and the Brewers. All in the division, I'm pretty sure. That's all, he's only played in the NFC or in the
The
NFC.
NL
Yeah,
Central.
the NL Central.
You know, it's one that I was thinking of that you're gonna fucking love.
What's up?
NBA guy.
Sam Cassell. Is he 16? Sorry, go ahead.
I don't know. Strokes, triples. You and I had talked about him before.
I don't know.
'Cause in NBA Live 3-point contest, we would
Wally
always be this guy.
Zerbiak?
No, dude.
Who? Oh, Peja
Dude,
Stojakovic? Yeah.
Peja's 16.
I love that. I didn't even know that.
Yep.
That's a good one.
I love Jared Goff, but Peja might be right up there with him.
Yeah, for 16.
Dude, that's an awesome 16.
For the true Blackhawks fans, Marcus Kruger, penalty killer for all three of the Cup teams, number 16 for the Hawks.
Good grinder.
Yeah, love that guy. I don't have any more though.
Any 16s, Jack? You were 16 once.
I was.
Nice.
Right after I was 12, I was 16 for a while, and then I was 21.
Yep.
The chick I
It's
dated
a
in
crazy how that happens.
the chick I dated in high school was number 16, and I'm not.
Ooh.
I was just about to straight up dox my PIN number for my debit card on this right now. I'm not gonna. But
That would have been an all-time moment.
yeah,
We never cut anything,
yeah.
and we're not starting now.
No, I would. I mean, you would have had to get a hold of. I don't have any goddamn money anyway, so let's get real.
Yeah, joke's on you for the effort that you put in.
I don't know. I was listening to the episode a couple weeks ago about the one with that we did, like we ran through the schedules and stuff, and you were talking about how you
Yeah.
were so sick of the Ilitches and yada yada yada.
Yeah,
You said something,
rightfully so.
and then I obviously didn't like hear it properly when you first said it, but you said, "I'm not buying another hot and ready until we sign somebody that hits at least 250." And I was in my car right now, dying laughing, and I was like, "Dude, that's one of the funniest things I've heard," and it was not appreciated enough because that was the funniest shit ever.
I appreciate that. That shows my passion because I love hot and readies.
Oh,
Who
dude.
doesn't?
I was dying laughing. Like I bursted out loud. I was like, bah! And I'm like, oh my God, people probably think I'm fucking dumb listening to myself and my friend. Like, if only they knew.
Oh,
It was
that's
good stuff.
great.
It was great.
Yeah, I'm holding strong with that so far. I have not gotten one. But I'm going to the Tigers game on Thursday, and we're in a suite with some clients, and they always have hot and readies up there, so I might
Oh,
fold. I
that's
might
just
just
part of their thing.
Yeah, but I'm not buying it, so I don't really think it
Yeah.
counts towards strike.
I think so. I think you're right. I think you're okay.
I'm good there.
Yeah.
Okay. We are doing a fads draft today.
With the
If you
D,
don't
guys. All right, relax.
D, yeah, we're not. We almost gave away Mike's pin. We're getting canceled. We're not even 4 minutes into this thing. The fads draft. I can't give you any examples, but you'll know what we're talking about when we get there. It's nostalgia. It's things that you grew up and it was like cool for a long time. Fads.
Let's use our one example.
No, can't
Nobody
use
took
it.
that. Nobody is allowed to take that.
First
It's
of all,
what do you mean?
I
No,
rocked.
you can
I
de
rocked.
you can definitely take it.
I rocked the fuck out of those. Let me tell you what.
Yeah, and then there you go. So it's going to be a battle for you two, whoever
Well,
wants
I
to
didn't
take
take it and I don't want it.
All right.
All right.
Well, we're not going to say it because Mike might take it.
All right.
Not that we've been doing a great job of integrity lately. And that's hand up over here for that one. But yes, we're doing the Fads draft. But other than that, a few notes. Kobayashi retired today.
What?
Sad. Yeah.
I thought that guy's been retired.
Kobayashi?
Hot Dog Kobayashi has retired. Said he's not hungry anymore.
I thought he had stopped eating competitively for a while now.
It's crazy how quick it kind of fell off for Kobayashi.
Well, it's because
maybe I'm misremembering it.
No, he was
But Kobayashi walked so Joey Chestnut could run, right?
I think Kobayashi ran so fucking Joey Chestnut can sprint his balls off.
That's true. There was no... Was there a Kobayashi before Kobayashi? Like, was there anybody that just kind of came up to Nathan's and fucking dominated every year?
I don't think it was to the extent of what Kobayashi... Like, Kobayashi was doing what Joey Chestnut does now and winning by 30 hot dogs, you know?
Right.
So I don't think... I don't think there was. I think it was pretty much just him and then Chestnut.
Yeah.
Which, it's weird that you say that because the thing is that you would think when you stop doing, like, the biggest eating competition in America, you think that the guy had already retired. But it's like, that's wild that he still was eating competitively somewhere around the world, like, doing other shit.
I think you go out with one last bang and enter that bitch this year if you're Kobayashi. And no matter what happens, you're retiring after, but... Go out and see what you can do just training just for this one.
Also, talk about a guy that said, hey, I'm never going to beat this guy. I'm just going to get out and go do other cool shit. That's like, I mean, kind of a bitch move, but also just like, hey, whatever. He's got me.
Yeah, it's just kind of, it's getting out on top, I guess, is what he did. But the Lemonade guy's kind of been stealing the show anyway.
Yeah. Also, so you
like
know what?
Lemonade guy is the other guy. What's his name again? You knew his name last year.
But Badlands. Badlands.
Look
whatever.
That up, Jack. It is Badlands something.
But so it's funny that you bring him up because literally my sister brought her two kids over yesterday because they don't have a fucking printer and the kids need to print some shit for school.
Yeah.
And like my little nephew, he's like printing out like, okay, like Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan, like Taylor Swift, like real relevant shit, right? And he wanted to do like four girls, four guys. It's for like a school project, so he wanted to be, you know, all inclusive, I guess you'd say. I don't know. And the fourth dude that he picked was Badlands. And it's not because of it's because I guess he has like a YouTube presence that he like burps and like.
Oh, and kids know about him?
Yeah, I guess. And I said, what the fuck are you talking about? And he showed me. I'm like, is that the guy that chugs the lemonade? He's like, yeah. I'm like, the fuck? It was wild.
Is that the guy that chugs the lemonade? He's like, yeah, dude, what do you mean?
Yeah, why?
He's the baddest man alive.
Yeah.
All right. So there's a whole subsect of society that knows a shit ton about Badlands.
Yeah, wild.
It's wild. But, okay, yeah, Kobayashi retires. Chris Davis III. You remember Chris Davis? Chris Davis is going to win the football game. Auburn's going to win the football game. 109-yard field goal missed by Bama to win the Iron Bowl.
That guy's name was Chris Davis?
That guy's name was Chris Davis.
Okay, what about him?
Yeah, I don't know how you don't remember that.
I didn't know. I mean, when I think of Chris Davis, I think of Chris Davis from the A's and Chris with the K, and Chris Davis from the Orioles with the C.
Both mashed home runs.
Yeah. What about Chris Davis from Auburn?
His son just got an official letter from Auburn.
Oh, that's
2028
awesome.
Running back.
Oh, that's pretty.
Does that make you feel old?
Holy fuck.
2028.
So 4 years from now. So he just got to high school.
That doesn't make me feel that old because it's like.
Dude, his kid's
so
14 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, I mean.
He definitely had his kid while he was at
I was just going to say, he probably had his kid when he was like 20. And
it might have been that night.
It probably was that night. Let's get real.
We're being honest, dude. Timeline kind of lines up. 2010-ish.
And what year did that happen? That was
That's what I'm wondering. Look that up. Auburn upsets Bama in the Iron Bowl.
109-yard
field goal return. Yeah. Or just search Chris Davis field goal return.
Yeah, that's probably the easier thing.
That's the easier route. I'm a little baked.
That's hilarious. If I wasn't just out 2013.
Okay. So it wasn't that. So he'd been around for a minute.
Yeah. So that's the thing. So that he had that he that kid was 3 years old when fucking he had when he returned that kick. So he had that kid for a while.
That's sick. But still.
No, yeah, that's cool as fuck. And yeah, I guess it does make you feel a little old.
And he is Chris Davis III, because Chris Davis that returned the kick was Chris Davis Jr. So it's sick that he is Chris Davis III.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. Also, okay.
If you want to be good at sports, name your kid Chris Davis, I think, is what
we
found out.
Yeah.
Is that dude in the NFL now or no?
I don't think he ever made it.
No, I don't know that he ever made it.
And if he did, it probably was some half-assed stint as for, you know, on a practice squad or something.
Outside of Vince Young's run in the Rose Bowl to beat USC, I don't know that there's a bigger play in college football since 2000 than the Chris Davis returning that kick.
Well, I mean, Alabama.
I don't think there's been.
What do you mean? The 4th and 27 last year kind of is now puts it in that realm too. That's probably the biggest play since. Right?
That one was dope. No, I mean, I don't know. I feel like there's been some other plays too.
I mean, all around how big, like if they don't score there, they don't make the playoff. If they don't score.
Oh, 100%. The implications there were big, but I don't think like the lore, the story around it is as big as what that Iron Bowl return was.
I don't think so either, but I think it gets put up into the realm of it. But yeah, I agree with
you. I agree.
You're right. You're right. I'm wrong. You're good looking. I'm ugly.
I think we're both sniffing around the right area. Last thing before the draft, Kyle Brown is on notice. Kyle's across the United States tried to meet in Texas and break the world record for Kyle's in an area. They needed 2,300. 700 people showed up.
And it was in Kyle, Texas, wasn't it?
I believe so, yes. Yeah. Kyle, Texas.
Which is hilarious. Yeah.
How do you not even sniff 1,000 if you're the Kyle community?
I think, you know, listen, I'm not speaking for Kyle's, but I'm going to just throw out what I think might be a thing is that I think
Kyle's are lazy.
No, Kyle's are.
Kyle's don't have Delta points.
Well, that might be a thing, but I think the Kyle stereotype is probably pretty annoying to actual normal Kyles that aren't monster drinking fucking Hot Topic heads. You know what I mean?
What's the stereotypical Kyle to you? Because I have one in my head.
I mean, I had one Kyle growing up, and it wasn't. He was just the most run-of-the-mill dude on the whole entire planet.
He was just a normal guy.
He really was. He was one of my good friends for a really long time. So, I have a cousin Kyle who's a fucking douche. I love him, but he's just like he was a meathead douche. He's a little younger than me though, so I just think everyone younger than me is kind of a douche. So,
I put. Any Kyle I think of, and it's funny because there was a Kyle in my grade in high school that was not like this at all. Mm-hmm. But and when I think of Kyle, I think of fucking Monster Energy, baby.
See, but why? Is it because of Trevor Wallace that fucking did the video?
Maybe, yeah, maybe that's what it is. But I think of like guys that like to put on boots and jump over the bonfire.
No, I understand
that's Kyle to me.
No, I mean, I get it. I just think that's... I don't know. I feel like that if I was a normal Kyle, that would kind of annoy me at the end of the day because it's like, well, it's just like the Karen thing. Karen and Kyle are very similar where it's like, I know so many Karens that are very just normal-ass good people and they hear your name and all of a sudden it's like, oh, bitch, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, I feel like Kyle, it's like, oh, fucking Monster Energy fucking psychopath.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah.
That it happened to Kyle's. I mean, but I was going to feel bad for him, and now I don't. How many Kyles do you think are in a 100-mile radius of Kyle, Texas? There might be 1,000 just in that range.
Well, if that's the case, then yeah, they dropped the fucking ball.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to get at.
If I was within I was within like a couple hour ride, I would have made it if I was a Kyle, you know?
I think you just go.
Imagine how weird it is though being in a spot like that where like for the first and only time in your life you could like walk around and talk to everybody and never have to ask anyone their name. Like you just know everybody's name is also Kyle.
I think that's kind of sick, dude.
How do you like get anybody's attention? You're like, Kyle, and then fucking the whole place turns around.
Dude, you're just all everybody's last names.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And you wouldn't know their last name, so you'd just be able to fucking, you'd be able to identify them by what they look like for the only time, and it'd be the appropriate, hey, fat Kyle, hey, brown hair Kyle. Yeah, yeah. Like, hey.
Yep, monster energy Kyle.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be funny.
Man, that's disappointing. Yeah, if there's a Jack one, I'm there. Count me in.
Well, we're gonna have to keep a note of these.
Yeah.
Make sure that we're not missing out on our namesake, because this is embarrassing for the Kyles.
Well, didn't they try to do this already once before?
Kyles?
Yeah, I think.
Well, when they broke the 2300 record, or when they set that.
Oh, set it? Oh, okay.
They must have, somebody must have said it at some point. So the Kyles of the past show up.
Yeah, fair.
Kyles of the present do not.
Yeah, that's fair.
One thing that I learned about last year was that there is like a twin convention in Ohio.
Yeah.
Because some of the brothers that we know went down there, the Owen brothers, and they were like, yeah, it's fucking sick. It's just twins everywhere. Yeah. And I bet you more than 2,000 people showed up to that thing.
Let me tell you what. I bet you they're fucking at that thing. I bet you there's a lot.
It's a guarantee that's the only reason you go, Mike.
Okay, fair.
100% the only reason you go.
It's just that
you're banging other twins.
Yeah, it seems like the Olympics for fucking normal people. You're just fucking.
Yep. No other reason to be there.
Yeah, literally.
The Kyles were on business. They were trying to break a record.
Yeah.
The twins are nasty. They're pervs. They all go down there to fuck. 100%.
Yeah. It's weird that it's in Ohio. I don't like that.
I don't like that either. Do it in Vegas. Do it somewhere normal.
Hey, do it somewhere where fucking actually happens.
You know what right. they said in the 2000, I think, 4 smash hit, Ohio is for lovers. Okay?
It's true. Bowling for Soup said it.
No, Hawthorne Heights said it.
Oh, Hawthorne Heights. Same thing. Yeah. It's on the same playlist.
Exactly. It's all the same shit. Yeah, that's cool, though.
Yeah, that's 100% what happens, though. But you're right, Jack. It's like motels that they're banging in Ohio.
Yeah, there's no conference center in Ohio.
There's no Marriott.
Yeah.
Fuck no.
It's like the let's leave the light on for you place. What's that one?
Maybe fucking Motel 6, I think, or something like that.
Yeah, we'll leave a light on for you.
It's either 6 or 8.
It's one of those.
Yeah.
It's 6 or 8 or episode 16. You know who else was 16? And I thought of this while you were talking NBA.
Who?
Kobe Bryant's teammate.
Oh, Powell.
Powell.
That's a really good pull. I like that.
And once you said Kobe, I was like thinking about that team, and I was like, damn, I think Powell was 16. We ready? Oh, 50 nugs at Wendy's. Quick tidbit.
Oh yeah, the bucket.
Yeah.
What about it?
I wonder if those come in spicy. I didn't get any clarification.
They do.
Oh, they do.
Yeah,
okay,
I saw
nice.
A video and the chick, but it's only in select stores right now. I don't know if it's everywhere. But yeah, she got 50 spicy.
Mm. That's sick.
And you get 10
and
sauces.
Do they come in that bucket? Yeah. Or is that just a ridiculous thing?
No,
oh, they really do?
Yeah, they come in that bucket and you get 10 sauces.
That is fucking sweet.
Yeah. I mean, that is like,
how much is this?
That's a good question.
It's probably like 10 stones.
No.
Probably not bad.
If I so probably a 10 piece is probably
$13.99.
No, a 10 piece is probably like $4 or something or $5. It's probably like
you're thinking this is $20?
I'm thinking that's probably a $20 bucket if I had to guess.
Wow.
It's a 1999 bucket.
But also, though, that ain't shit. Think about it. I mean, I mean, 20 nuggets at Don's is like 12 bucks.
Oh, it's tough out here.
I think.
In the fast food world. We've stomped on that a million times, but it still rings true.
So I would say 20 to 25 bucks.
Bob, what's your wager? I got it.
For the price of the 50 nugs, you got it?
50 U.S. nuggets for how many Wendy's dollars?
I was going to say. 50. Yeah, dude. I'm going to go... Give me $17.99. For whatever reason, I think Wendy's is going to do everybody a solid here.
You guys are both high. It's between 12 and 15, depending on where you're at.
Wow.
That's not bad.
I like that. $13.99, baby.
Yeah.
What are the sauces at Wendy's? I feel like Wendy's has a slept-on sauce that everybody talks about.
I don't think they do.
They have good barbecue sauce.
They do have good barbecue sauce. I heard that they have really good honey mustard there, too, but I'm not a honey mustard guy.
They do have great honey mustard there.
I think they just kind of get the hits right. I don't think that they
got like a ranch and stuff there too.
Yeah, they do like a buttermilk ranch, and I don't care for that. Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of it myself. It
tastes kind of like watered down almost.
It's just
I don't like that.
Yeah, it's just not that good. I also don't. I'm not really a dip my nugs in ranch type of guy. I'm more of like a ranch on a sandwich, ranch on a wrap, or like a dip a fry in a ranch. I like a barbecue or something of that nature for a nug, though, personally.
Yeah. Sorry, I just thought of something for the Fads draft.
Yeah, I get it.
I got all the names ready.
Okay. 50 nugs is dope. We're going to have to purchase and review ASAP.
Yeah, I'm all about it.
Okay. The Fads draft. Spin the wheel. Producer Jack, what do you want? One, two, or three?
Give me one.
Kid wants one. Better be Mike because I already wrote his name down. Thank God. You want to, Mike? I'm assuming you better because you're gonna fuck all my shit up if you don't.
No, that's fine. Yeah, that's fine. I don't care.
Okay, perfect. I'll take the wrap around. All right, the fads, the nostalgic fads. I mean, I guess they could have happened this year. The fads draft.
Yeah, I'm not going with anything that's from this year. I do have something on my list that I think is coming back, but whatever.
Ooh, I like it. I hope some of the stuff on mine comes back. I got a couple in there.
So I tried to, so there's some things that I want to put on there, but like they're already back. So it's like, well, they've kind of already done their cycle. So it's like, well, it just kind of is a thing. I don't know. So I kept them off.
That makes sense.
You know.
All right, Jack. Five rounds of the fad draft. Round one, pick one.
Hey, before you give your pick, Jack, are you guys doing things that like catered to you? Or are you guys just doing things that were like part of the world?
I got some written on my paper that might even have been like regional or even just like my friend group. So
Okay. All right, cool.
I am starting out hot as fuck. It really doesn't matter, I don't think, which order I choose these, because I don't think either of you have even one of the items that are on my list.
Really?
So I'm gonna start hot and keep the heat up through the duration of my draft, starting with a set of wheels on your feet in Heelys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course. Never Heelys lost. Was on my list.
Oh, you guys did have Heelys.
Yep.
I didn't have it, but it ran across my table. I put it in the outlist though.
I never owned Heelys.
Neither did I.
Never one time.
I had a pair of Heelys. You never had Heelys, Bob?
Nope. Didn't have them.
I think when Heelys were hot, it was too much. Like, I think I may have been like starting high school when Heelys were hot, maybe even like into high school. It's like where, like it just wasn't you didn't have Heelys at our high school. You know, it was just kind of like, you know.
I just feel like mom and dad weren't buying me an extra pair of shoes because it's not a practical shoe.
It's true.
You're an asshole. you got wheels on your feet. You're an asshole,
dude. They were popular when I was spending like every single day at the Bay Ice Arena.
Yeah.
Either oh yeah, dude. You play or like if I'm there for practice, and I used to whip around.
You used to cook around in the Heelys. Yeah, it was. It was perfect. Every surface, really.
Yeah, it was great.
Cause like the cement up by the bleachers was perfect, and then there was the ramp.
Yeah. Oh, dude, the ramp was sick as fuck. Dave Wessner hated me. Shout out to Dave.
Stop rolling on my ramp.
Yeah, well, you're gonna fucking hurt yourself. Yeah, I caused him panic attacks my entire life. So big shout out to Dave.
Shout out, Dave.
Did you ever try to go on the ice with the Heelys, Jack?
Ooh. No.
Imagine.
But I've done plenty of damage on that ice rink. I don't
didn't need to put do anything
else. Yeah, I've broken glass, I've broken bones, I've done all sorts of shit out there.
And concussed.
I have been fucking hospitalized on that ice. Done enough.
All right, Michael. How do you follow up Heelys?
What I'm going to do is flat build caps, flat build hats, fitteds, and or snapbacks. Because let me tell you what, we never.
What are you taking here?
Oh, it's all the same. Flat build hats, because I had them all.
Yeah, but yeah, I feel like you're taking fitteds here, because I feel like the other one that you said could be a fad of its own.
I don't.
It definitely was.
Yeah, no, but no. It's still a thing. It's all. I had flat build both of them, though. I mean, all
right.
You know what I mean? Like, it was just what it was. I bought hats, and they stayed fucking flat. Like,
yeah.
And now
keeping your brim flat.
Yeah, keeping your brim flat. Exactly. Flat build. Fuck.
I feel like Mike definitely had a Cookie Monster hat.
No, I never did. I was all about.
Oh, that's tough.
No fucking way. No,
oh, big time.
Dude, he is the worst.
I have a picture of him in it.
I was very loyal.
The bottoms, the mouth.
I was very loyal to New Era, and I still am. I was like same. All New Era. Mitchell and Ness, and I don't even think there was another brand back then that was any good, but it was like those were the two. I was very loyal to them. Fitteds were all Era. Snapbacks were all Mitchell and Ness. Simple.
That's exactly how it went. Mm-hmm. And it was perfect. When I had a weird looking head, Mitchell and Ness backwards fit me so well.
Yes.
Now my head's not as weird anymore, so it doesn't work.
The Mitchell and Ness flat bill, it was like the bill, and they still make them like this. They're a little more like squared off, where the New Era is like more like rounded. So the backwards fucking Mitchell and Ness look just, it still looks crispy. I have a couple, but they have a little bit of a bend in them because if I wear them forward, like an adult.
They were sick though.
Yeah.
That was a good fad. The flat billed hat. I remember, do you remember the first thing that inspired you to get a flat brim hat, or like the first flat brim hat that you wanted?
And I'll explain. I was just gonna say another thing is never wearing them properly. But the first time, do I have one in here? No, I don't. I'll just use this hat. I'm gonna take my headphones off so you're not gonna be able to hear me. But it was when T.I. wore his hat like this, and it was flat billed.
Yeah, dude.
And
sick.
That's how I was just like, it was like the top back fucking album cover, and he had his hat like this, and I don't know how he kept it on his head, but he did. And I was like, that's the dopest shit I've ever seen. And I would always just wear them like up like that. Like never fully on my head. They were like up like that.
Yep. Oh, I always did that too.
Yeah.
Always did that.
What were we
had the hair out the front.
Yep.
When Bob was getting into his hat era, I was still super young and small, and none of his, like, I wanted to steal his hat so bad, but I would have to go like past the last dot, you know?
Oh yeah.
So it was like too far cinched, and then the hole above it looked goofy. It was
like
as
a vagina.
It was like folding over and shit. So I could never steal his hat. So it pissed me off.
That's funny. Why did we wear our hats like that?
I don't know. It was the worst. So the first time I was ever like, holy shit, I got to get one of those, was the first time I ever saw the Pop Bottles music video with Lil Wayne and Birdman.
Okay.
And Lil Wayne had the red Nationals hat on with the W on it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was like, that's the coolest thing in the world. Yes. I was like, I have to get one of those. Yeah. And then I ended up ordering like the standard Tigers hat. Mm-hmm. And I think mom and dad helped me. And I like, we didn't know anything about sizes. So I just got a fucking, so it was a fitted, but it was the tiniest size ever.
Oh,
so literally, like, I didn't have any choice but to wear it like the asshole where it's just all the way flipped up and the hair's out. It worked out, but it was like, damn.
Yeah.
Doesn't fit.
You know what's wild is that, like, I still have, so my brother, what he was doing was he was trying to buy, like, all the MLB hats when we were in, like, high school, though. Like, so he's, like, 17. I'm, like, 15. And, like, he kind of kept a couple of them. I have, like, two of those hats still because we left them somewhat flat. Now I bend it a little bit, but it's, like, the sizes, like, you didn't ruin the hats doing anything. I still have a couple of them from 10, 15 years ago. Isn't that wild?
That is wild.
Yeah.
That's sick, though.
Yeah.
I'm trying to keep all of my hats.
Yeah.
And dude, I've done a pretty good job of it so
I
far.
Have lost and or fucking – sorry for this pick's going on for a while, but I've lost and or ruined some of the sickest fucking hats, dude. Like,
yep.
And I'm thinking about a couple of them that I've lost. Like, it's making me disgusted right now just thinking about it because they don't even make the style anymore.
Yep.
Anyways, let's go on.
Bob, I have a couple of your hats. One hat that I keep out and fresh is the fucking Gatorade Nike hat.
That one's dope.
It's so sick. It's like corduroy.
Yeah, that one's really sick. It just didn't fit my head right. I wish it did.
It doesn't fit me either, but I don't even really care to wear it. It's white as fuck.
Yeah, that'll be sick. We'll have to put that in like dad's bar or something someday.
Yeah, hell yeah. Sick hat.
All right. I'll go here. And I have one that's in the same vein as Mike's, but I'm not going to take that yet. I'm going to go with a fucking classic with the boys in school, Fun Run. When Fun Run was hot on the iPhone, it was electric.
Oh, the game.
Because you could all play together and race against each other in class, and it was fucking sick.
I forgot about that game.
Yep. We loved Fun Run.
You were able to like play against like the AI of your buddy, right?
It was live against your buddy. Yeah. It was four guys.
Yeah.
Could race each time.
Yeah.
It was so sick.
We do that same thing at our office right now, but with Monopoly.
You guys grind Monopoly?
Dude, we'll all just hop in a Monopoly game together, like four of us.
That's insane.
Everybody's got it up at their desk, and you just kind of play a couple games throughout the fucking day.
That's wild. That is wild. That's kind of sick, though.
Sick.
Yeah, that was like the revolutionary cross-platform game, though, where, like, at what phone game were you able to do that on ever?
Right.
Pretty much none.
None. I
mean, now you can fucking do it on
any. Now you can do whatever you want, but at that point, it was like, holy shit, we just had, like, a couple other games. I won't mention them if you guys take them, but... Fun Run was definitely revolutionary at that point. Wraparound pick. I weirdly have so many.
Yeah, I have a lot too, and it's gonna just be all. I mean, go ahead, whatever. Yeah, it's gonna be fun.
Give me, and you guys might veto this one, but it was definitely like a huge fad. Give me Guitar Hero. Do I get Guitar Hero as a fad?
You can get Guitar Hero. I don't hate it.
And I'm talking about, like, when Guitar Hero 1 and Guitar Hero 2 were released. Like, when the hype was as real as it could be.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, I have to have Guitar Hero or I'm a fucking loser.
Yeah, no, it was a good game. I mean, it really... Yeah, I mean, I loved it. My thing is that it was just... I thought Rock Band was just more revolutionary because you're able to play with your boys.
Of course.
But yeah.
And I think that kind of falls into the same thing, but.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. like it.
We won. So you remember the like school fairs that you would have at night and like everybody in the school would go? Mm-hmm. Did you have those, Michael?
Yeah.
And you would do like cakewalks and shit like that.
I don't know about all that, but yeah, we had school fairs.
But you could win shit there.
Yeah.
So somehow my mom was like putting in tickets to all these things that we could win. We fucking won Guitar Hero 2. One of the craziest days of my life. I remember it like vividly being in the gym and at St. Stephen's and being like, holy shit, dude. It feels like we're zillionaires at this point. Just off of happiness.
I won a pair of women's rollerblades at that event one time.
Were those gray and purple ones that we had for forever?
That's the set.
Yeah, those sucked.
Hey, those were good, all right? Once you take the break off of them, they're fine.
We couldn't win everything.
No.
You know, we had to take some good with the bad.
Spent some time in jail there.
Yep, you did. You spent a lot of time in jail. You were a little
Mike,
fuck.
You didn't have these?
I don't know. I'm a little confused on what you're talking about.
If you did something bad at the school fair, they'd send you to jail. And it was just the office. And they would call random people over the PA.
Dude, because you could pay like $2 to have them like call your friend into jail. And they had like an actual jail. They like wooden bars.
It was just in the office.
Yeah, no, that was never a thing.
That is good.
What was that shit called? Winterfest.
Winterfest. Yes. Good call. Go ahead, Michael.
Man, I don't know. All right. Okay, I'm going to go with the awareness rubber bands, the Livestrong.
Livestrong.
Or in parlaying it, I'm taking two off the board because I had one. I had both. The I Love Boobies bracelet. Did you guys?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The black one?
I had a white one with fucking black writing and a pink heart because I wanted to be.
But it was. Oh, but the one I'm thinking of is black with white letters and a red heart, right?
Yeah, and it was like the thicker one.
Yeah.
But always having some stupid ass type of a scars for applause type of fucking rubber band around your wrist all of the fucking time. I don't think there was a day in high school I didn't have at least one stupid ass bracelet around my fucking wrist that was just a rubber band that said something dumb.
My wrists were too small, so I could never wear those.
Oh,
I looked an asshole.
I still
kind of look like an asshole with them on.
I mean, I've had fat wrists my whole life, so. I was actually told this past weekend about my wrist that I'm extra big bone because I can't fit my fucking whole hand around my wrist.
Who told you that, your mother?
No, fucking Timmy Stack. He was like, oh, if you do this, blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, well, my fingers are like nowhere near wrapping my wrists. And he's just like, yeah, you have giant bones. I said, I don't know if I fucking like this, but whatever.
You got flamed by T-bone. That's a classic roast.
That is a good roast. You could be like the Hulk or something.
I guess.
We might need to get you some purple pants.
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
Yeah, Livestrong, those bracelets were, they had their moment. I mean, they're still around, but. Not like they were when the first yellow one dropped. It was holy shit, everybody's got to start wearing these in every color.
Yeah, that. Oh, man, I just thought of one, and I'm not going to fucking. You know what? I'm putting it on there. If I get it, I get it.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
All right, Jack.
All right. Round two, I am taking the Nintendo DSi.
Ooh.
I love how we had to put
one
the
that
eye.
I'm not privy to. This was big time fad.
This was big time fad because it was the first DS to be connected to the internet, which is what the I stands for. And this joint had a camera on it.
So you're a loser if you didn't have one of these.
You were an absolute bitch if you didn't have your hands on a DSi. And they came out, just to give you like a reference here, they came out like right when the fourth gen iPod came out, the iPod Touch fourth gen, which was sick as fuck, also had a camera on it. Like shit was getting real.
Oh, that was the first time like there was a front camera on the iPhone?
Yeah.
Or the
the iPod. Both cameras. That was the first time there's a camera anywhere on that shit.
Oh, okay.
Did
But they came out at the same time, and one year for Christmas, you and Maya got the iPod 4th gen, and I got the fucking DSi. And look who's laughing their way to the bank now.
Do you still have that thing?
No, I don't think so. I think I sold it when I was in high school.
Well, joke's on you, dog. I still got my iPod.
I probably got a half gram of pot for that, so who's laughing now?
That is true, yeah.
What was your iPod. What was your favorite game to play?
I had Grand Theft Auto China Stories on that DSi, and it was stolen by one of my ragtag friends back in the day, and I'm still upset about it, but it was the sickest game ever because you got to play GTA on a fucking Nintendo DS.
Nice. Bob, do you plan on taking a handheld video game, or can I throw away a pick? So our version of that was the fucking PSP. Let me tell
you. Yes, it was. I was just going to say.
When the PSP came out, that shit was, I mean, you were, but you couldn't, it wasn't like on the internet, but you're just walking around. That shit was sick as fuck.
Yep, it was sick.
Yeah, the PSP was sick.
It sucked in all reality.
But you were able to play video games in your room.
Yeah, exactly. Like the graphics and everything were horrible. Dude, functionality was not great.
We used to play MLB The Show, like the PSP version of The Show back in whatever year it was, 2008. It was just the best game.
Ryan Howard on the cover.
Probably.
Okay, Jack, Nintendo DSi, what's the wraparound?
Nintendo DSi wraparound is
Nintendo DSi 2.
The 3DS. No, I'm just kidding. No, I am taking the preferred mode of transportation circa 2009 with the Ripstick.
Nice. Yeah, I had it on my list.
Yeah,
I
was going to take it. Once you said Heelys, I knew Ripstick was coming out of one of your guys' mouths. I wasn't a Ripsticker, but I love it.
Ripsticks are so sick.
Yeah.
I have one. I bought one a couple of years ago.
They're tough.
Yeah, they're dope.
They're not tough, though.
Okay, they're not. Tough.
They're tough to get to get rolling. Once you figure it out, it's not that hard. But
a skateboard is more difficult to ride than a Ripstick.
Wrong. So wrong. 100%. But I'm not going to dispute that, but that's crazy. I once saw a dude do a tray flip on a Ripstick, and I almost dropped my fucking jaw.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
How the hell do you do that? How do you land that?
Just being fucking athletic. Just being a pure savage.
I would love to see that. That's the craziest shit.
When was the last time you were on a Ripstick, Jack?
At Bob's house last summer.
Oh, okay. So recently.
It's a popular one. You know what really sucked is that I got that Ripstick about a month before I tore my shit.
Oh, no.
So I had to take a year off the Ripstick. That's a lot of Achilles work on the Ripstick, if you're not familiar.
That was Bob's like real downfall of the injury. He's at the doctor's office, and he's like, break it to me, doc. He's like,
yeah.
He's like, no!
Yeah.
No Ripstick for a year.
If people saw, like, just started watching right when my injury happened on the basketball court, and then I went to the doctor and asked if I could Ripstick again, they'd be like, what is happening in this story?
How am I going to go to the Ripstick Worlds this fall?
Yeah. Hilarious. Ripstick's a good one. That was definitely on my list. All right, Mike.
So I'm going to go with so this is the one that's kind of coming back right now, but this was a play back in the day, is the long sleeve tee under the short sleeve tee. The long sleeve white under the short sleeve black.
That is coming back.
And that
is it actually?
It is. And that's such a fucking vibe, dude. Like I need to get more long sleeve white tees now because like that was what we wore for a long time when it was a little chilly out. So I'm glad that one's coming back.
Fuck yeah, dude. Throwing a thermal around.
Dude, right?
Back in the day.
Yeah, come on, dude. Fuck yeah. Thermal with a T over the top? Come on.
No, that's really sick.
I was talking to my mom today about this. because we were bringing up old pictures and stuff because I told her we were doing this draft. The first picture I ever posted on Facebook was sick as fuck, first of all, but it was a selfie in my fucking, I was wearing a white thermal and some dark ass blue jeans and some brown shoes. And it was a selfie in the mirror, and I had a fucking green cased Kyocera Touch in my hand. Sick as fuck. And I don't even know what that is. Just rocking a thermal. That was my first phone, bro. Yeah, it was a slider.
An all white thermal, hey? No T on top, though.
No T on top, but just the thermal vibe is unmatched.
I don't think.
Thermal vibe, yeah. Yeah, the thermal. That's what they wear in prison.
Thermals were fucking an absolute vibe for a long time, though, dude. Like, thermals were big time. Play, man.
Yeah, I mean, just giving picks away, but thermals were absolutely the
play.
Can't pick a fucking thermal.
Come on, thermal, that was a fad.
Fair, but thermal under the T was that's what I meant. I didn't mean just the thermals, but yeah, you know what I mean. But that's my fucking pick for sure. Also, you said Kyocera. That's crazy. That isn't it wild that only 10 years ago there were like 15 different kinds of phones you can buy, and now there's three. It's kind of disgusting to really think about it.
It is wild. Yeah, there were so many different phones, and they all look different.
It's like $60 for a phone.
Well, yeah. Yep. And there was 100 different versions of shit. There was like in their Kyocera, this, that, blah, blah, blah. Like now it's fucking Galaxy, Google.
Yeah,
iPhone.
Dude. Everybody made it. Like fucking Belltire made a phone. Back
yeah,
then.
Dude.
Like everybody.
Yeah.
Phone.
Yeah. It's wild, man.
Well, dude, and it's sad because it's like that would never work now because we all share way too much, and it would be so much of an inconvenience to have everybody and like running different shit, and like you can't convert anything or fucking how would you FaceTime? You'd have to use Skype still, and
right, like your Google Note isn't sending anything to my LG Rumor right now. We're having real problems.
My HTC Thunderbolt isn't getting it's just wild because like it was sick to have the different phone. Like I was the guy who like whenever I had a chance to get a new phone, I did that every 2 years. Like now it's like I'll have the same iPhone for the next fucking 3-4 years because it's like it's the same shit. Like back then, every 2 years when your contract was up, it was like, what's the next dopest phone that nobody has? Or, you know, it was like, I don't know.
It was sick.
Yeah, it was like it was a statement. Which that could have been a fad. Like
could have been. Yeah.
Jack.
Were Blackberries like a rich people thing?
No.
Oh, yeah.
But, no, not really. They kind of became, Sidekicks was more of a rich thing than a Blackberry, I thought. I had two Blackberries.
Oh, you bougie ass motherfucker.
Yeah, the ones with
look at me, I'm Michael.
So
Mike's like, and I lived in a fucking mansion.
I didn't have an iPhone till like iPhone 5 or something like that. But dude, it's funny you say that. I saw an ad, they're making a fucking BlackBerry, and it's like a slide up BlackBerry, but it's as big as like your phone. And I don't know if it's like in America yet, but if that thing comes out and looks sick, I might get it just because fuck the iPhone at this point. Not really fuck the iPhone, but just for nostalgia.
If the BlackBerry has iMessage, I'll get it.
Seriously. How about that? I mean, no joke, though, dude. Like, if BlackBerry was... Yeah, I would, too. It looks sick.
You know what I held the other day? One of my coworkers has it as his work phone, is the fucking Z Flip 4. The one that folds like directly in half.
Oh,
vertically? The vertical one?
Vertically, directly in half. You know?
No chance.
Yeah, they got it folding the hamburger, and it's not good.
No, it can't be good.
It looks cool, but then like you unfold it, and it's way too tall to like actually get anything done on there. I got chode fingers, but I think even if you're fucking Kevin Durant, you're not swiping down on a notification.
Yeah, no, it's weird.
For some reason, I feel like when I see one of those phones, I automatically am just like, oh, that's like a child's phone. Like, that's got nasty fingerprints all over it. Like, I just automatically assume, like, if you got a goofy-ass phone like that, it's probably disgusting.
I kind of agree with you. It just seems like it's for, it's just not for an adult, but.
No.
Yeah. All right. Let's go, Bobby. Sorry. Let's give us two here. No, it's not your fault. I'm over here talking about nonsense.
We're banging them home. Third pick, I am going with, and you guys might not have had this one, body spray. Axe, tag, the war. We've been talking about it at length recently. but I mean, there was nothing like it when those commercials started coming out and you were like, holy shit, I got to get the green tag. Or holy shit, I got to get Axe Phoenix is dropping. Or what, Axe Phoenix.
What was the other one? Bod, right? Bod?
Yeah, Bod was the one that you got for Christmas and you were like, I'm never, like, nobody uses the Bod.
But it was like, wasn't it Tag? Wasn't Tag, Bod, wasn't it the same thing?
Bod was the one where it would come in like a Christmas thing and it'd have three different versions of it. And you
wasn't
like,
it,
hey,
wasn't
all
it
these kind of smell like old people.
Wasn't the bottle a body? Wasn't that the one? Or no?
No. Oh. I'm thinking a Bod that came in like a red.
Yeah, I know what you're talking
all
about.
All red container, no, black top.
I know what you're talking about. I'm thinking of something where the bottle was literally like a man's upper body. So
gotcha.
I think it was one of those goofy things. Anyways, I love that pick. That's a great pick.
I missed the body spray. That green tag was something. We need to capture that smell again.
They still make body sprays, like, or at least not necessarily body sprays, but they make like aerosol deodorant, like spray deodorant, which it's like, I guess is the same shit, right? Isn't that what it was?
No, because this was like more
you
of
sprayed
a
it. Yeah
it was like a
you fucking
it was like a yeah
that.
It's like they made a it's like a spark it's like the spark of deodorants.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's like they put them together, so you just need one.
Yeah, I don't know that anybody was spraying it directly into their naked pit. I wasn't doing that.
I still get one of my early body sprays, and it is the Adidas Moves line.
Yeah, dude, the Adidas was hot in the streets
for a while, too. I used to have the exact bottle. It's a good smell.
Well, dude, and I still buy the body spray just because it smells like fresh and good and clean, and I don't like wearing like heavy cologne every day. Like, I'll throw cologne on if I'm like going somewhere or doing something, but I don't like to wear it every day. One, because the cologne I like is way out of my budget and I don't need to be flying through bottles of it, but also, like, you gotta mix it up, you know.
Yeah, I'm fresh out.
Yeah, that shit sucks, and you gotta go to fuck ass Somerset to get a new bottle, and it's gonna piss me off.
Big time. No, I'm just going to go to the Sephora over by our Target.
I think you can also just order the shit online.
Sephora?
Yeah, they sell it at Sephora. Yeah, you can probably order it.
And I just got turned on to online shopping. Maybe I'll do that.
There you go.
I thought it was a scam up until like 2 weeks ago when I got my TV stand, and then it showed up, and I was like, I'll be fucking darned.
You think Amazon is what it is, being a scam? Are you crazy?
It's a crock.
I had never used it. This was my first time using Amazon ever.
It's an absolute crock.
Yeah.
Bezos doesn't know what he's doing up there.
The thing is about Amazon nowadays, though, Jack, if you want, there's so many fulfillment centers everywhere. A lot of the places offer free pickup if you don't have Prime, too, where you can drive like 20 minutes and get your shit instead of paying $6, because there's just so many of them for most products, not everything, obviously. But anyways, I digress. What's your wraparound, brother?
Wraparound is going to be, I'm going to go ahead and take the other version of the hat. And it was a fad for a hot minute, but they were everywhere and they were sick. I'm going the leather strap back hat.
Huh.
Strap backs came back very briefly. It was like 2 years that they were back. And I was working at Lids at the time. This was like the end of high school, beginning of college. And so I was like really mucking it up in the weeds, and I had a bunch of them. I still
pretty
have
sure
one.
You had a camo Brooklyn Nets strap back.
Sick.
And I still have that.
Yeah. Camo Brooklyn Nets with the brown leather strap. Really sick. And then the other one that I have is, it's like a North Carolina blue. It's a Tampa Bay Rays hat, but it's the other color that they use, that super sky blue, Mike. You know
that
what I'm talking about?
I also got the brown strap. That is a sick fucking
hat
that I also have.
Yeah.
Sickest hat.
Navy Bill, and I have that one.
Oh, you have that one.
Yeah, I have that one. But I'll give it to you because it doesn't fit me, but we got to keep these all somewhere.
Yeah.
But yeah, loved the strap backs. I wish it would make a comeback because they're still fucking sick. They just got to make them fit your head correctly because like the hole on the strap backs was like super long, super tall.
Interesting.
So they got to fix that. But strap backs.
Yeah, I have one strap back hat, and it's a white hat. It's dirty as fuck.
Did you like it when you had it though? Like
I still have it. I mean, I still rock it when I'm doing shit where I'm gonna be sweating and stuff. Like I'll just, it's like, it just is what it is, right? But
it's a good hooping hat.
It's my,
sure.
It's my that. It's like the Barstool rope hat. It has a strap back on.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Man, I got three that I really want, and I can only take two of them. So I'm going to take. I'm just gonna go with this one. A first food item. Or did you guys take food items at all?
I have not. Neither is Jack. No, okay. No food yet. Right now.
First food item off the board is going to McDonald's snack wraps.
Yeah, I was wondering if you were gonna take. It would be disingenuous because I never had one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, never had one. We talked about this a couple weeks ago.
Yeah,
but yeah, I figured I was hoping that you would take that.
Yeah, I mean,
for the people.
Honestly, dude, they were the perfect because they were just so good for driving with too, like being in the car with, mm-hmm. like handheld. Like it's just, it's a shame. I told you guys a story about how the chick at the window told me that they never had them before, right?
You might have.
Yeah, I went there one time. It was like right when they got rid of them. Like, hey, can I get a snack wrap? Do you guys have them? And she goes, no. And I go, oh, damn. When that happened, she's like, we never had those. And I was like, yeah, you did. I bought plenty of them from here. And she was like, And I was just like, whatever. I'm not going
to
argue
she's
with
just
you.
Just trying to gaslight
yeah,
you. She's
all yeah. Yeah, you never had the McRib either. Quit fucking playing with me, lady.
Shut the fuck up. Yeah. Anyway.
You don't know what you're talking about. The McDLT. You don't know what you're doing. Get in the history books before I roll up to this window. And you embarrass yourself.
Yeah. My favorite was the ranch. Ranch, barbecue, honey mustard. That's the order I liked them in.
I would have. Really? Honey
I'm
mustard
not, I'm
last.
I'm not a big honey mustard guy.
I'm not,
just not.
No, you're fatally flawed.
I know. I do. And you know what's fucked up is I try. I always try. And I'm always like, it's just not it. I always try it when I have a chance, and I never like it.
Damn.
Yeah, it sucks. Because it looks so good. It looks so appetizing.
Ooh, it's so good. All right, Jack.
All right, final two picks here. I am going to go, firstly, Flappy Bird.
Oh,
the so, Flapster. That's why I didn't say it.
That's like Fun Run, but for you.
For Jack. Well, technically, Flappy Bird was before Fun Run.
I don't know. Maybe around the same time, but Flappy Bird was. That shit was crazy.
That was insane. Dude, they're still selling phones with Flappy Bird on them at insane prices.
Are they?
Yeah.
People are insane.
Well, dude, and the guy that made Flappy Bird was getting, like, death threats and shit, so that's why it got taken off the App Store. He was like, I'm fucking done with this. Yeah. But he was making, like, a quarter mil a day.
Insane. And then they made a bunch of imposters of it, right? Like, they kept making, like, people kept making, like, different versions of it, but it was the same thing. It just wasn't, good, though.
Well, and the funny part about that is now... a lot of times for like code camps or in your like first year of any CS degree, one of your very first projects is to recreate Flappy Bird. Really? It's like, yeah. And so I've made Flappy Bird in a million different ways. And it's funny that people are still releasing fucking copies of it, but what a great game.
Fun Run came out in September 2012. Flappy Bird came out in March 2023. So,
no,
six
what?
Months.
That's not
six
right.
2013.
Oh, I was going to say, I was like, that ain't right, dude.
Yeah. Fun Run 2012, Flappy Bird 2013.
So, you know what the original version of Flappy Bird was? I don't know if you guys ever played it. The helicopter game on the computer where you had to click.
Oh, yeah.
That was the.
On Addicting Games?
Yep. And I was going to probably take that, but we'll see.
Oh, still take it. My bad. You shouldn't have brought it up.
I know, but I you know, whatever.
Just going to throw that in my face and expect me not to say it?
No.
You might as well just said the impossible quiz.
Yeah, I mean, seriously.
For real.
I almost took cool math. Didn't.
Wow, now we're just giving picks away.
Flappy Bird was a
once
vibe.
Addicting Games was gone, they were all fucking gone.
Yeah.
There's no way you can take cool math.
Go ahead, Jack. What's your follow-up to Flappy Bird?
Final pick, and I don't think this one hit you guys, but correct me if I'm wrong, Webkinz.
Yeah, we missed that one. I mean, I remember it because Maya was obsessed. But
I loved Webkinz. That shit was fire.
You were a Webkinz guy too, hey?
Yeah. Well, dude, and the fucking, like, the best part was the, like, website. All the games and shit that you could play.
Yeah.
It was sick as fuck.
But you were taking care of, like, an animal, right?
Not even take it. He was just like, it was Sims for kids, and you could have a stuffed animal of your character. But your character, you would just like build a house. Like, you have to win coins and buy rooms and like a couch and fucking shit. I don't know.
Gotcha.
It was sick.
So it was like Club Penguin almost. It was
Club Penguin. What a tip to pick. I mean, what a pick to tip.
Yeah, that was. I mean, nobody was taking.
Yeah,
that.
We're also
just, dude. If I would have thought it of was it, my, I so would have taken that if I would have thought
it was
of it.
On my list.
Fuck, that's good.
The one that could. Do you know the one that could walk though, Mike? So that Webkinz could run.
I don't know. Wait, hold on. What? Webkinz.
The game that walked so Webkinz can run.
No, what is that?
Do you know the Tamagotchi?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, I thought you were saying something.
Yeah, but it's so much fucking more than a Tamagotchi.
Oh, it's way more, but the idea is the same.
Let me tell you what, Jack. I
way simpler.
Until you just said Webkinz, I've never heard of that in my entire life, to be honest.
Get the fuck out of here.
Why would I lie to you about that, kid?
Mike's saying. Too, though.
Yeah, like, I'm 10 years older than you, bro. Like, you know,
that also didn't have like Tommy wasn't playing with Webkinz.
No.
Oh, you don't have like a.
He doesn't have a younger.
Okay.
Yeah.
He doesn't have anybody that would fit that that stage of life.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's valid. That's
all right, Michael.
Well, I don't know if I want to. I don't know.
Come on, dude.
Do I just take it? I mean,
you don't have anything else better.
Oh, I have two things that I think might be better, but I already took one type of like jewelry. Not really jewelry, you know. Yeah, fuck it. Whatever. I tipped it. I don't care. I'm going addictinggames.com. That was my life. I wanted to parlay that with another site, but I don't want to be a scumbo and get 2-for-1.
I'm not taking.
Miniclip.com
was the fucking Miniclip best, was too. Yeah, they were both, dude.
100%. Well, that's right. What Club Penguin was, like, made by? Was on? One of the two? It was either on the site or it was made by Miniclip.
Yeah, I mean, they were... It's great. I think Addicting Games still has, like, a thing. Like, they're still alive, but I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
A lot of those games on Miniclip were made by the same... like development company called Nitrome, Nitrome, and they are a sick game company who still make decent games, I'm pretty sure. But there was this one motherfucking game on Miniclip called Skywire, where you were controlling a gondola going over a skywire that was sketchy as fuck, and there was all sorts of creatures and shit. And there was like 30 levels, and I shit you not, I've probably played through this game with Aaron because it's two player. Somebody's arrows, somebody's WSAD. And I've played through this game easily, like on a low number, 100 times.
Jeez.
Phenomenal game.
We love to see that.
Yeah, shout out Addicting Games and Miniclip. Another one on Addicting Games was Cube Runner.
Sick game.
Where you were like the... airplane? What was it, Jack? You were
just an arrow.
Yeah, you were just an arrow, but you would go through like this maze of cubes and they were coming at you super fast.
Yeah.
And it would get to be like green and black glow in the dark at one point.
And then it was random, and then there was like a pattern you gotta go through again. Dude, that game is sick.
Game was electric. I spent a lot of time.
I was a big I was a big balloons guy.
Oh yeah.
Dude, I still play to this day. I played it last night, Bloons Tower Defense 6.
Oh, really?
Sick game.
I'm pretty sure it released on Addicting Games back in the day. Like, I'm pretty sure that's where it started out.
Yeah.
It was always on the front page.
Yeah.
One of the things on my list was, well, and I guess we're not done yet. Let's wrap that. I need to get into some fucking.
All right. I'll wrap it up.
Some honorable mentions.
Yeah. We'll go my last pick, Mr. Irrelevant. And he is Mr. Irrelevant now. But back in the day, he was the god. I'm going the boy Shoe Nice. Gimme Shoe Nice for my last fad. I mean, he was amazing. Yeah. When Shoe Nice was dropping videos, dude, it was electric at school. Watching this dude eat and drink and
try to kill himself, basically. For anyone that doesn't know who Shoe Nice is, explain at least what he was.
So Shoe Nice is this weird dude. He's just a weird-looking middle-aged man that would wear a hat and a t-shirt, and he would do ridiculous stuff. Like, he would drink a whole fifth of Jack in, like, under 30 seconds. Or he would, like, eat a fucking stick of deodorant. Like, he would literally, like, the guy would eat anything. He would eat anything. He would drink anything. And he was a YouTube sensation when YouTube was putting out hitters left and right. So,
yeah.
Shout out to Shoe Nice, Mr. Irrelevant. Last pick.
Dude, that was when YouTube was still, like, random videos and shit. Like, you could scroll through the homepage and find gems.
When shit was viral, it was, like, really viral compared to everything else at that time.
Now everything's got a fucking 3 million views.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Which is so lame, because it's, like, YouTube is just so not what it, like, it's just, like, anything, I guess. It's Amazon, Google, it's all the same shit. But it's, like, man, like, dude, like, I don't know. There were so many good YouTube videos back in the day. You could, they're so hard to even find now. It's like, man, I don't know. OG YouTube was a fucking vibe.
Honorable Menchies?
OG YouTube.
OG YouTube.
I mean, Jack's got some stuff he wanted to say.
I had... Do you guys remember the power bracelets?
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
It was like a black, any color really, but like then there was silver. Like an oval piece that was like silver in it.
Yep.
Bob, you don't remember these? All the baseball kids used to wear them. Along with those weird-ass necklaces. So
yeah, I was just going to say titanium necklaces or whatever they're called.
The fighting necklace, that was one of the ones I was going to take, but I already had a bracelet, so I didn't want to go with the necklace too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, those were huge for a while.
Such a douchey-ass move.
Big time.
I also had... Moon sand. Do you guys remember moon sand?
Oh yeah.
No.
Fucking legit.
Yeah.
I was literally sick. When I started picking things for this, my whole brain went to like infomercials that I used to see when I was a kid.
Sock and poppers.
See, mine was a lot of fashion stuff. Like a lot of kids in my high school at least, we wore rubber bands around their jeans because there was no taper. So like a lot of like the ghetto kids would wear them. I never did because I wasn't ghetto, but like because there was no there was no like jogger. It was just you wore straight like jeans, right? And it was like you'd wear rubber bands on it. And I think what it was so like kids can throw shit down their pants without it falling out the bottom.
Big ass ankles.
It was a whole ass vibe. But like everyone, and like things, if you wore rubber bands in high school, like you would, like in the dean saw you, you would get in trouble. Like it was like a bad, you couldn't do it. So like, I don't know. It was just a whole ass vibe. And one thing that I did do and I did have, and they were huge, fedoras. I mean, Jason Mraz, I mean, I wore a fedora.
Dude.
Yeah.
I mean, did you? Yeah,
what?
I had one. It was pretty dope. It was like a light blue with like a dark blue strap. And it was like flipped up all around though, not like the one that pointed down.
You had like the Cuban fedora.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to call it, but it was sick.
Fucking Coke runner fedora.
Yeah. That's sick.
Yeah, that was a thing though. I mean, that shit was, it was big though. Like people were wearing fedoras. It was weird.
I also had the big TV that they'd roll in on the cart into your classroom.
Yeah, I guess that was it.
I think they still do that though. I think that's just like
they got fucking smart boards and shit now.
Oh.
Lame.
Yeah, but that's not like a trend or a fad. That was just
I don't know if that's a fad. That was just where we were technology wise.
Yeah, that was
bad happened
part
for
of the educational system.
I got a good clothing one for you, Mike.
What's that?
Argyle shorts.
Argyle shorts?
Yeah, brutal. Like, so a lot of people, a lot of guys still rock
Argyle or like checkered.
I also had plaid shorts.
Checkered.
Like plaid, I should say, not necessarily.
Yeah, checkered. You're right. In that vein.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, dude, I won.
Plaid. That's what I wanted. Yeah, plaid.
So did I. I mean, I did too. I mean,
everybody had them and wanted them when we were little, and Old Navy was like, yeah, dude, keep eating this shit up.
Yeah.
You know who I think of when I think of plaid shorts? Firstly, myself. Secondly, that dude from Zoe 101, fucking the guy who looks like Bob.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Chase Matthews.
Yeah, Chase Matthews.
I'm pretty sure my brother still has a pair of plaid shorts, honestly. But they're like super subtle, but like they're there's like a pattern in them. And they look good on them, but it's like, yeah, it's like, damn, you've had those for a while.
I think some large omissions. Fidget spinners, obviously, get rolled for that one.
But Osiris's.
That was going to be my last pick. It was down to Shoe Nice or Etnies and Osiris's, just any of those skateboarding
shoes. That's what I was thinking was Big Tongue shoes as well. But I don't know. I only had like one pair of Etnies. Other than that, I was pretty much like a Nike guy still.
So. I had Vans when everybody had those.
Like, what do you mean?
Vans
like,
were cheaper, way cheaper.
Yeah, Vans used to be like a fucking Payless fucking brand, which is crazy.
That's where I got them, at Payless.
It's wild. And now Vans is like super legit. Oh, speaking of Vans, you, Bob and Jack, actually, if you guys are in the market for shoes, look up this website. No free ads, but it's called Stray, Stray. And they have like, essentially, they're like Vans, but they have like a different logo. They're actually starting to sell them in Zoomies, I saw the other day. But there are some dope ass shoes. If you're into that, like Vans, the old school, like the little shoe, old school, like, they have, it's like the exact fucking silhouette. Sick as fuck. Anyways.
Damn.
One of the ones I had was the quiff. Do you guys remember anyone calling the hairstyle a quiff?
Fuck yeah. So, I rocked the quiff for a long time.
Yeah. The quiff, which it was literally just any hairstyle that wasn't, it was just what everyone does nowadays. It was like a pompadour without the pompadour. You know what I mean? It was just literally taking your hair and curl it back a little bit. It was literally nothing.
Yeah.
But everyone called it the quiff, and that was a big deal.
Yeah, everybody's still doing that.
Yeah, it's the same. But they're calling it like a, there's just like a, they're not a name for it anymore. You know what I mean?
No, nobody's quiffing anymore.
Yeah. Blockbuster was one of the ones that I was going to throw on there that I...
Blockbuster, I guess, was a fad.
I don't know.
It was just a business, though. Yeah, that was kind of like Jack's one.
And that's why I didn't say it, because it was like, it just was what it was. But the thing is, like, we hung out, like, we would walk to Blockbuster and just look at shit and, like, oh, what video game? Like, it wasn't about, like, renting games. It was about, like, it was like hanging out at the mall. Like, you'd walk to Blockbuster, look at all the games, and be like, oh, shit, this game's here, this game's here, this movie's here. And then you'd go be like, all right, hey, I got to get some money, come back, and either rent the game or not. So it wasn't
if
just
we had a
the thing.
Right. No, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
I never did that with friends, but, I mean, whenever my dad was like, we're going to Blockbuster, I was like, this is fucking sick. This is going to be the best night ever.
Yeah.
And if we did a places, businesses that smell good draft, I'd take Blockbuster 1-1.
What?
That's smelled funny. Incredible in there, Jack. Like nothing you've ever smelled before. I don't know what it was, what the smell was in there. It wasn't like this is a delicious flower smell. It was like some sort of plastic, maybe. I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
Was there actually a porn section in these, like portrayed in bench warmers?
I don't.
Maybe in select ones.
I don't
ones.
Think they were at Blockbuster. I think Hollywood Video had a porn section. I don't think Blockbuster had the adult section.
Hollywood Video, the only place that smells better than Blockbuster. Hollywood Video was incredible. That was where...
Why do you remember the smells of these places?
It hit me that hard, dude. It was like fucking crack cocaine. But Hollywood Video, when Dad boycotted Blockbuster, we switched to Hollywood Video.
Have I ever told you guys the story about how I stole a gift card from Blockbuster? And I tried, yes, I think I have told you guys this, about how I stole the gift card from Blockbuster. Obviously, there's no money on it. I didn't know that you had to put money on a gift card at the time. And then I went in there trying to use it, and they're like, dude, what? And I'm like, my grandma gave this to me for Christmas, and they're like, no, they didn't. and there's like, there's no money on it. You can't get any, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, that's the day I learned, oh, hey, you have to load those things up with money. They're not just pre.
What an unbelievable way to learn that.
Yeah.
Maybe so many good things in Blockbuster you can steal, and Mike steals the only thing worth literally nothing.
There, no, everything in Blockbuster was worth nothing because all of the cases were empty.
Yeah. But you could have robbed the candy section, and got yourself.
Well, yeah,
some
but
snowcaps.
we used to do that at gas stations all
right,
the time.
Right,
so,
yeah. Yeah, you were. Yeah, you were robbing other people.
Yeah,
you were fine.
Yeah. We were good on the snacks. Anyways,
yeah, we got a bunch of snacks back in the crib right now.
Yeah, it was bad.
We robbed CVS earlier.
But. Dude, do you hear they just put in a self checkout? Yeah. Robbing these people blind.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck that. Anyways, dude,
a couple more. Glow in the dark basketballs. Those were hot in the streets for a minute.
Yeah, that was.
And then the Mongoose bike. The Mongoose mountain bike. Never had one.
I loved a good Mongoose. Bob, one of your friends gave me a Mongoose back in the day.
Yeah, that was the only time we ever had one.
It was sick.
Yeah.
Your rich friend gave it to us.
And it was too late for me. Yeah. It was prime time for you.
Oh, dude, that's the bike that I was riding when I did the flip over the handlebars video.
Yep.
Classic.
Is that it, gentlemen?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that'll do it. That's a great one.
All right. That was episode 116.
We're
the fads draft. Michael will put together a slide for us.
Sure.
And we will have the picks up so everybody can see and draft or pick your favorite accordingly. So look out for the poll on Instagram. And I think that's it. The Jared Goff episode. The Powell episode. The Peja episode.
Yes, sir.
We'll see everybody next week.
Peace.